An increasingly rare sight in Myanmar, Rohingya children learning the Quran in their village mosque. But their parents are scared. They are surrounded by Rakhine villagers. They have no citizenship and have been stripped of their human rights.
There are no words to describe what it is like living here. We have little food and we are scared every day.
Outside the village chief's home, the Myanmar flag flies in a desperate attempt to prove their loyalty.
Do you think the village will be burned down eventually?
Yes, I think it will.
And what will happen? Where will you go if it is burned down?
I don't know. Our people have nowhere to go.
But all of this we filmed yesterday with rare access. We tried to get into another village this morning, but our contacts and the village leaders were simply too scared. The potential repercussions, arrests, burning of homes are all too real. Nearby in Sitwe town, life goes on as normal, except at the central mosque, now abandoned and overgrowing. A sad, decaying symbol to this town's shocking history of ethnic cleansing. All Rohingyas were burnt out of this provincial town 5 years ago. There's also a tension here and a deep mistrust of foreigners. A concerned citizen takes a photo of my cameraman. And we've received multiple insults yelled out of passing cars. There is a conspiracy, locals believe, between foreign journalists, international NGOs, and even the United Nations to aid the Rohingyas. And the Rohingyas, as most Rakhine believe, are nothing but terrorists or illegal immigrants.
It's got so bad that a story has been circulating in the last couple of days accusing the World Food Programme of delivering weapons to Rohingya rebels hidden in bags of rice. And it's very difficult for us to work as well. We'd hired a translator for the day, but not long ago he suddenly quit after only being with us for a couple of hours, even refusing to take our money. He'd been threatened by local people.
When such hysteria and groupthink hit these levels, governments can get away with committing the most heinous crimes without the local population doing anything to stop it. Johnny Miller, Press TV, Sitwe Province.